Congratulations to Joshua Mahaffey, this month's winner of the SOS Custom Tees prize giveaway. You never know what you're going to win. You could win an autographed memorabilia. You could win a t-shirt. You could win a decal. All you got to do is go to Facebook and like their Facebook page, SOS Custom Tees, and that gets you entered into a contest every single month. And then at the end of the year, we're going to take all our winners and give away a grand prize. It's dinner out with the Sons of Steel, Bryce Anthony and Boomer Payne, and myself and Mark Whitman. No questions off limits. It's going to be a great time. So go right now, check them out, soscustomtees.com, and head over to Facebook and like their page. And now let's head on to the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. Hey, welcome to the March 5th edition, episode 13 of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. I'm your host, Heath Mulliken of the Double Dropkick Show. Thanks for tuning in today. A jam-packed episode, to say the least. First of all, we're going to have results from APW, including Zuka King's comments to APW management. We're going to have results from OSCW, which just ran their 12th anniversary show down in Hanahan, South Carolina, and hoping to get some results from the show in Florence with Carolina's Wrestling Entertainment. We're also going to have previews of this weekend's shows, Three Count Pro Wrestling at Blue Ridge High School, Old Crow Pro Wrestling in Greenville, there on Wade Hampton Boulevard, and EWF up in Forest City, North Carolina. Also want to let you know some shows just announced. Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling is coming to Darlington, South Carolina, March 31st. That's going to be a fundraising show. And also, PWX just announced their first show in South Carolina for 2018. I'll have more on that later. And then behind the scenes this week, you're going to get PWX news you won't hear anywhere else. And there is so much PWX news this week that I am actually going to be recording a second behind the scenes episode this week, releasing it on Tuesday morning, March 6th. And I'm going to give you some more thoughts on their show that's coming up in April. That's just announced. I'm going to have a look at some recent attendance trends at some local promotions. I'm going to tell you about some things wrestlers do that make me go, hmm. I'm going to tell you which promotion pulled the We Lost a Sponsor card, and much, much more. It only starts at $1, patreon.com/doubledropkick. Become a patron today, $1 a month, and you get not only behind the scenes every week, you get live, you get into our Facebook group. It's a private group, patrons only. This Friday, you're getting Carrie's Corner with Mark Whitman. And so if you're new to the show, or maybe you just listen to the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, let me just tell you a little bit about Mark Whitman, okay, and Carrie's Corner. So for those of you that don't know, Mark Whitman in the mid-90s wrestled professionally for several years. But in the 90s, Mark Whitman was a committed tape trader. And so Mark Whitman has seen... he has seen more wrestling than most of us. He's seen so much wrestling from Japan. He has seen wrestling from all over the world. He was tape trading when tape trading wasn't really cool. He has seen more shoot interviews than I care to count, read more wrestling books. And so he has so much knowledge and information, and it's pretty impressive when he gets to going and gets to talking. And so in our patrons group, people have already been asking him questions for this week. And Friday, he's going live in our that Facebook group just to answer those questions. And so that, to me, is by itself worth $1 a month. So again, check it out, patreon.com/doubledropkick. As soon as you join, you get access to all the patron posts we've ever done going back 2 or 3 years. You're going to hear things there. You're going to see things in the Facebook group that you're not going to see or hear anywhere else. So let's jump right into results. APW Friday night was in Chester, South Carolina. Some great, great matches. You had Rob Killjoy defeating Mr. Sleaze. So Mr. Sleaze, as you know, a little bit of a change in attitude, turned on his tag team partner Malachi Matthews, but fell short against Rob Killjoy on Friday night. You had two great young superstars matching up. Elijah Proctor, though, got the win over the Cowboy, Mason Moore. Kid Riot in what I would consider a mild upset, defeating the veteran Boomer Payne. And that's, to me, Kid Riot, that's going to turn his 2018 around. You get a win over somebody like Boomer Payne, that's a big win. Zuka King in one of the first round matches for the vacant APW heavyweight title. Zuka King defeated Deion Johnson. And following that match, matter of fact, released Sunday, Zuka King had some comments for APW management.
So I assume that the suckers in APW management are not going to discuss my victory against former heavyweight champion Deion Johnson in the APW Heavyweight Championship Tournament. So I'll address it. I'll let everybody know how I am coming closer and closer to getting the APW Championship back with the END. Zuka King got to go through so much trials and tribulations to get this title, because William Roberts, APW promoter, don't want to see me with the belt. He took it away from TJ Boss. He took it away from me because he don't want to see us succeed. He don't want to see us shine. But all that stops. All that's going to change when I beat every single man you put in front of me by any means necessary, sucker.
So there you heard it, fans. I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest. I was sleeping on Zuka King. This young man, as I have watched South Carolina Pro Wrestling over the last 12 months, there is no one more improved, more determined. He has just taken it to the next level. And just as I said, that win by Kid Riot over Boomer Payne, who's a former APW heavyweight champion, by the way, the first ever APW heavyweight champion. So I'm not sure why Boomer wasn't included in this tournament. Zuka King, this win over Deion Johnson, huge. And he is just taking it to the next level. And I would not be surprised. How do you not say Zuka King is one of the favorites for this? So he's definitely, you know, taking his game to the next level. And people better be watching out. You had Billy Brash putting out his challenge for the Carolinas Championship. The challenge answered Friday night by Brady Collins, the Ginger Ninja. However, it was Billy Brash successfully defending that Carolinas Championship. And Billy Brash in the state of South Carolina 2018 remaining undefeated. And that is huge. And then tag team title action. You had the Gymnasty Boys. They had recently defeated High Profile in a non-title match just a few weeks ago. Friday night, they got the win by disqualification. High Profile, though, showed a side of themselves that we have not seen before. You know, this is typically kind of a fun-loving team. You know, the whole Waffle House thing and the fans are behind them. They're serious about getting these tag team titles back, and they are a team to keep your eye on, especially this feud with the Gymnasty Boys escalates. Now, the question remains, when APW returns in 2 weeks, is this going to be the third show in a row that we see High Profile versus the Gymnasty Boys again? You got the Ugly Duckling still awaiting a rematch. You got the Sons of Steel still awaiting their rematch for the tag team titles. So the tag team title situation is a bit convoluted right now, but at the end of the day, it's the Gymnasty Boys still the APW Tag Team Champions. Again, APW every 2 weeks down there in Chester, South Carolina. At the time of this recording, I'm still waiting for the results from the CWE show that happened in Florence this past weekend. They did inform me they're going to be running in McCall, which is right there on the South Carolina, North Carolina border. They're going to be running there on March 17th. I got a lot of questions about this. I don't know the story behind it. The show Saturday night was Carolina's, plural, Wrestling Entertainment. That's who ran Saturday night at the Florence car show. There was another promotion, Carolina, not plural, Carolina Wrestling Entertainment, that ran a show last year at the Florence Civic Center. Two completely separate promotions. I think they used to have something to do with each other. Again, I don't know the whole story behind that. I'm trying to get the story on that. But again, two separate promotions, but we got a link to their Facebook page in the show notes if you want to check that out and see when they're running. Again, as always, you go to DoubleDropKick.com, click on events, and you'll see every event we're aware of coming up in South Carolina, also in parts of North Carolina and Georgia. Let me give you the results, the big anniversary show, Old School Championship Wrestling. Everybody says biggest crowd ever. Lots of great comments online about the show. I had made plans to attend this show, and then you know the schedule just would not permit. It's about a 4-hour drive for me, four and a half hours. Just couldn't make it happen this week. Saw online Joe Blumenfield, the promoter down there. They had already gotten more chairs than they'd ever gotten before. And ran out of chairs. So that's a great problem to have. They always put on a great show. So this was their kind of their Lord of the Ring. Lord of the Ring is when their champions all face off, and they were having some matches to get into to have that opportunity tonight. So they had several wild card matches to get into that final Lord of the Ring qualifying match. You had, first of all, again, a young man we've spoken very highly of. He had a WWE tryout just a few short weeks ago. Austin Theory defeated Odinson, who was making his debut down there at OSCW. Odinson, who's somebody I've seen wrestle in Georgia. One of the most impressive physical specimens I've ever seen. That's a big win for Austin Theory. He advanced to the wild card match. You had Scotty Matthews defeating Francisco Ciazzo. And Scotty Matthews continuing to have an impressive return from that devastating pelvis injury he had just a few short years ago. And he advanced to the wild card match. Nick Kismet defeated Brandon Paradise, which is a match, when this is posted on YouTube, I'm going to watch this. If you follow South Carolina Pro Wrestling, Nick Kismet and Brandon Paradise teamed together as Team Y2X in various parts of the Carolinas and Georgia. But on this night, it was Nick Kismet of the END. Had Zuka King in his corner, and Nick Kismet got the win, advanced to the wild card match. Then Zuka King himself. Again, I've told you, this young man is on a hot streak. He defeated Mean Dean Richards, and he got his spot in the wild card match as well. John Schuyler, the Southern Savior, once again put out his Bruiserweight Challenge for the OSCW Intercontinental Championship, and it was answered by Billy Gunn, the former WWE superstar, and John Schuyler successfully defended the OSCW Intercontinental Championship. Huge, huge win. I cannot overstate this win for John Schuyler. We're talking about Billy Gunn, who just wrestled at Wrestle Kingdom in Japan. Billy Gunn, you guys, I mean, one of the hallmarks of the Attitude Era. That is definitely a big notch on John Schuyler's belt. In tag team action, again, this match set up in December as there were singles competition, but on this night it was the Beautiful Bald Besties in tag team action against the Ugly Ducklings, who were making their OSCW debut as a team. And it was the Beautiful Bald Besties coming up. And that is a huge win. The Ugly Ducklings, CPWA Tag Team of the Year award winners in the past. They've held titles everywhere. And I've got to think, for the Beautiful Bald Besties, that has got to put them in maybe the number one contenders for the OSCW tag team titles, currently held by Drew Adler and Logan Creed. They had a great women's matchup This match was to see who would become the number one contender for the OSCW Ladies Championship. It was Kiara Hogan defeating Camilla Kane. And after the match, Stormy Lee came out and attacked Hogan, knowing she was going to have to defend the title against her coming up. But again, from all reports, this is one you're going to go want to go and watch when it is posted online. A great, great women's match. And so finally, you had four men in this wild card match to get into the Lord of the Ring match. Again, Zuka King, Austin Theory, Scotty Matthews, and Nick Kismet. It was an elimination match. First of all, Zuka King eliminated Austin Theory. And then it was Scotty Matthews eliminating the E&D teammates, overcoming the odds. He eliminated both Zuka King and Nick Kismet. And so Scotty Matthews has put himself into that Lord of the Ring match. OSCW's next event, they announced over the weekend, it's been moved to April 22nd down there at the Hanahan Recreation Center. You make sure that's a Sunday afternoon. Make sure you check that out. Again, OSCW always puts on a great card. This weekend coming up, oh my goodness, it is a full weekend of wrestling in the upstate parts of North Carolina. SWA is going to be down in East Denali, Georgia. Down there on Livestock Road in East Denali, Georgia, bell time 7:30. And then the show that I'm going to be at participating in, Three Count Pro Wrestling, going to be at Blue Ridge High School Saturday, March 10th. The bell time is 7 p.m. Doors open at 6. It's a fundraiser for the Blue Ridge High School track team. They've got six matches. Six matches going to be on the card. You're going to have Jesse Barton, a young man who just debuted in the fall for Three Count, taking on another man making his debut for Three Count Pro Wrestling, a young man named Lance Glenshaw. You're going to have Oscar, everybody's favorite wrestler, taking on TKO Terrence Cameron Orion in what is going to be a fast-paced match. You've got Ace Armstrong taking on Tracer X in a rematch from their show at Mission Possible back in November. You can check that out on YouTube at the Three Count Pro Wrestling channel. You got Sons of Steel defending the Three Count Tag Team titles against the debuting Bay, which is Josh Powers and TK Stark. First time as a team in Three Count Pro Wrestling. That's going to be an exciting match. You've also got Austin Jordan, who just won the Next Level title in November. If you've gone back and watched that show, Mission Possible, you know that Devin Cruz had already earned a shot at the Next Level title. That match was supposed to happen in December. That show got snowed out. So this Saturday, it's Austin Jordan defending the Next Level title against Devin Cruz. These young men faced off last fall. Austin Jordan got the win. So Devin Cruz is not just looking for that Next Level title. He's looking for a measure of payback there on Austin Jordan. And then in the main event, Three Count Heavyweight Champion Ken Magnum is defending against a mystery opponent. Not sure who this is going to be. We're told it's someone from Ken Magnum's past, perhaps. Ken Magnum, if you have seen and followed, not happy about this. Of course, Ken Magnum's not happy about anything most of the time, but it's going to be a great, great title match. Ken Magnum, who you heard it on one of the first episodes of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report, perhaps behind the scenes. And I told you why I thought Ken Magnum had the best 2017 of any champion in South Carolina, despite, you know, my disagreement with his attitude and his tactics. Sometimes the man is one of the toughest professional wrestlers in the business, and he's going to have a great title defense Saturday night. Again, it's at Blue Ridge High School, 7 o'clock, March 10th. Also happening Saturday night, down on Wade Hampton Boulevard in the parking lot of the Old Crow Barbershop. You got Old Crow Pro Wrestling. I believe this show starts at 6 o'clock, so a little bit early. You got a lot of guys appearing at this show who do not wrestle in the upstate lots. A lot of these are guys that we've mentioned on the show. You've heard their names. Zane Riley, scheduled to appear. Elijah Proctor, Jackson James, Brady Pierce, Drew Adler, Ethan Case, the Beautiful Bald Besties, who've been in OSCW but have not, to my knowledge, have not wrestled in the upstate. The young man, Zuka King, and then Greenville Zone. From the Rise Guys, Jeff Lewis Neal will be appearing. They're also, for those of you that don't know, Jackson James' younger brother, Gavin. He and the Westo wrestling team just won another state championship. They're going to be recognized at this show. If you're wondering, there's going to be plenty of parking there on Wade Hampton Boulevard. The show is in the parking lot. There will be cars lining off the parking lot, blocking off traffic. They will have a food truck there available for you to get food. Seating's going to be limited, so if you want to bring your own chair, you may want to do that. And here's the great thing. You know, you got two great wrestling shows in the upstate, 15 miles apart, completely different talent rosters. So it's a win-win for the wrestling fans because, you know, a lot of Friday nights there's no shows in the upstate. And this week, this is Saturday night, sorry, there's no shows in the upstate a lot of times. This week you got two, and you're not going to make a bad pick with either one. You're going to see some great action at both of these shows. Also, Saturday night, EWF going to be up again at the Forest City Armory. They run there every 2 weeks, bell time 7:30. The newly crowned EWF heavyweight champion, BB Naturally, coming off not only the cash-in against Cruiser Lewis, but also his first successful title defense against Boomer Payne in that Woman Scorn match. He's going to be there celebrating that big win. Also, I fully expect BB Naturally to be a fighting champion and to have a title defense that night. You're going to have a team making their debut there in EWF, a team many in the Carolinas have heard of, the Cocky Little Brats, CLB. And also, EWF is going to be debuting a brand new title. It's going to be the EWF Mid-Atlantic Championship. And Saturday night in Forest City, they're going to have the first night of the qualifying matches for that title. So again, wherever you live in the Carolinas on Saturday night, there is some great wrestling action to check out. Again, go to doubledropkick.com, click on the events tab, and you can find out where all the action is going to be. Coming up, I mentioned it earlier, March 31st, Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling coming to Darlington, South Carolina. This is going to be a fundraiser. I reached out to them. We should have some match announcements coming up very soon. In the show notes, we've got a link to their Facebook page so you can check them out. That same night, March 31st, if you're in the Charleston area, WWE's in town in North Charleston for a house show. And also, Trans South Wrestling makes their return at the Union National Guard Armory that night in Union. Now, Saturday morning, it was news that I knew was coming. I didn't know when it was going to be announced. Saturday morning, I woke up to Facebook, the announcement, PWX, running their first show in South Carolina in 2018, in several years since they've run in South Carolina. It's going to be Friday night, April the 13th, at the American Legion there in Rock Hill. Again, all the details at doubledropkick.com, the events tab. There's going to be match announcements coming soon. I'm going to have a lot more news about this on the behind the scenes episode that you don't want to miss. Other stuff I'm going to cover in behind the scenes next week. Again, it's PWX news you won't hear anywhere else. Matter of fact, it's so much news, I'm having to record two behind the scenes editions this week just to cover everything. Plus, I'm going to give you more thoughts on their show in Rock Hill. I'm going to look at some recent attendance trends for local promotions. I'm going to talk about things wrestlers do that make me go, hmm. Talk about which promotion pulled the We Lost a Sponsor card, and much, much more. Again, starts at $1, patreon.com/doubledropkick. Become a patron today. There's different levels, but for as little as $1, you're going to get behind the scenes every week. You're going to get Carrie's Corner with Mark Whitman. You're going to get a lot of, we post a lot of things in this private patrons Facebook group that we don't post anywhere else. We also have other great wrestling fans in that group who post older matches. If you like the older stuff, they post matches in there that really I have never seen, that I haven't seen anywhere else. Of course, you can go and join our regular group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With on Facebook. 93,000 plus in that group. We keep it civil. We keep it sane. It's a great group to be a part of. Of course, there's all sorts of great wrestling groups covering Carolina's wrestling. The Carolina Wrestling Alliance Fan Forum, Carolina Professional Wrestling Awards, Carolina Indie Wrestling News, things like that. Next week on the show, I'm going to have results from these shows. Three Count, Old Crow, EWF. I'm going to have a preview of APW in Chester, including more title tournament matches. Hopefully, I'll have more news on the CWE show down in McCall. I'm going to have a closer look at PCW, Palmetto Championship Wrestling, their show coming up March 23rd. Collision at the Castle 2. Have more news on that. And every week, I'm going to have more PWX news stuff you won't hear anywhere else. Why wait till Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday to get your news when you can get it every Monday morning right here on the South Carolina Wrestling Report? You can go on any podcasting app and you can subscribe. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Right there, the Double Dropkick Show. Subscribe, download, give us a rating and review. That would be awesome. We would really appreciate that. And you can always check out all that we're doing at DoubleDropkick.com. Again, don't forget to support our sponsors, SOS Custom Tees. You can find their website, SOSCustomTees.com. It's the only place to get the official Double Dropkick Show gear. Right now, we got a special promo code going. If you use the promo code, all caps letters, DDK3, you can get three Double Dropkick Show shirts for the price of two. So right now, we got three Double Dropkick Show shirt designs. You can get all three of those for the price of two plus shipping. It is a great, great deal. And thanks again to our great sponsors at SOS CustomTees.com. So it's been a busy weekend in wrestling. It's about to get even busier. So much happening today on this Monday. But I appreciate you listening to this week's edition of the South Carolina Pro Wrestling Report. I'm getting ready to go behind the scenes. But as always, it's Heath Mulliken, and we'll see you at the matches.